Welcome to Chewing the Fat, a WorkForge podcast, your source for bite-sized conversations about the world of food manufacturing staffing, retention, onboarding, training, and career development, featuring operators, industry leaders, and more.
Okay, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the first episode of WorkForge's newest podcast, Chewing the Fat. I'm Katie Allen, Chief Marketing Officer at WorkForge, and we're excited to bring you the bite-sized conversations about the most pressing issues in the food manufacturing industry. Today, we're diving into the impact of baby boomers hitting retirement age, a trend that's shaking up the workforce dynamics in manufacturing. Joining me is Tuesday Strong, founder of Strong Performance Management and a seasoned expert in workforce development and leadership coaching. Welcome, Tuesday.
Thank you for having me, Katie. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. I know this topic is of very high interest to you and you've studied it. So would you mind giving us a little bit of background about yourself?
Absolutely. I'm a workforce development practitioner who is a board approved continuing education provider for licensed professional engineers. And I'm also a learning and development consultant who creates continuing education programs.
That's outstanding. And you've also written a couple books. You mind telling us a little bit about those?
I have. The most recent is Emotional Intelligence in the Age of Artificial Intelligence, the Human-Robot Collaboration in Advanced Manufacturing. It's a training program for engineering managers. And then the other book is Disrupted, How You Can Adjust to Change in Your Life.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. So we're talking about baby boomers today, which is a impending concern, but it's also a concern right now, especially in the food manufacturing industry. So why is this topic so crucial for us to discuss?
Well, the reality of it's pretty compelling. Actually, by 2029, the baby boomer generation, all 78.8 million of them, will be age 65 and older. And credit goes out to Dr. Mitchell Springer at Purdue University for this statistic, as well as for making me aware of this unique time in our history. The impending retirement of this generation is a critical issue for food manufacturing for several reasons. First, obviously, the baby boomer generation represents a significant portion of the current manufacturing workforce. They have valuable experience and knowledge that they've accumulated over decades, and their departure is going to create a large knowledge gap that we need to address in order to maintain operational standards. And as the demand for food products continues to rise, driven in part by the continuing population growth, in order to maintain our safety standards, our quality standards, and frankly, just our output, we need to address the issue of this impending gap in the workforce with this generation preparing to retire, or many of them preparing to retire.
Yeah, that's great. So you touched on a few of the challenges within there. Obviously, the knowledge transfer is one of those. What are some of the other challenges that manufacturers should be prepared for with this impending baby boomer population?
Certainly. In addition to that, succession planning, basically making sure we have the bench strength to fill the gap, is the skills gap, recruiting and training new talent that has the necessary skills to operate these advanced technologies and that will continue to adhere to these strict food safety regulations is going to prove vital.
Yeah, and that we hear that a lot from our existing clients and people that we're talking to in the field. And that's actually one of our products is called the Skills Matrix. And it really helps kind of look at where the skills gaps are within your organization. How do you need to fill those, especially as you're getting retiring workers go out? Where are those gaps? And how do you transfer that knowledge to the next generation of workers?
Okay. Absolutely. That's critical.
Yeah. So then what types of strategies or trends are you seeing that companies are employing to help them kind of navigate this as their workers are retiring?
Absolutely. Upskilling and reskilling initiatives are key. And just investing in those training programs are critical to equip existing employees with the skills they need to fill those roles, adapt to technology, and also implementing automation and robotics that's going to augment that workforce. We hear of improving efficiency and mitigating the impact of labor shortages as well. And lastly, focus on attracting new workers. For example, in 2021, as the U.S. economy was reopening from the COVID pandemic, Tyson Foods set the example by beginning to offer employees better benefits, more flexible hours. They implemented health clinics that were close to some of their plants for both their employees and their families. They've opened hiring centers and began using chatbots and referral incentives for existing employees.
Yeah, that's great. I'd read about that Tyson story. It's really impressive what they're doing there to help not only recruit, but retain their workers, which is hard enough in the manufacturing and especially in food manufacturing to begin with. So how else are food manufacturers kind of navigating recruitment and retention efforts as this massive amount of workers retire?
Great question. Absolutely. Developing those attractive benefits packages, those flexible work schedules that I mentioned, emphasizing opportunities for career growth. Again, we talk about skills development. It's not only important for the organization, but it's also for the employees from a retention standpoint. And appealing to that work-life balance so that it's attractive to younger generations who are entering the workforce. And leveraging technology, those digital platforms for recruitment, talent acquisition, and catering to the preferences of this younger generation.
Yeah, that's a great transition. So speaking of the younger generation, let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
So how does this massive retirement surge impact how companies are kind of shifting their culture to appeal to those generations? They obviously have different wants and needs than the generations before them.
Absolutely. Fostering a culture of collaboration and innovation, forward thinking and doing, and embracing diversity and inclusion. And again, offering opportunities for continuous learning and development.
Yeah, I love that. These have been really great insights. So as we think about, you know, preparation for the future, what final pieces of advice would you offer to a food manufacturing company or their leaders that are kind of grappling with these changes today?
Absolutely. Prioritize succession planning. Identify those key individuals that are in your organization that will be most affected by retirements and develop those plans to ensure that you have a smooth transition ready to go of your leadership to transfer that knowledge and invest in training and development. Invest in programs that are going to equip your employees with the skills that they need to, as we mentioned, adapt to that technological advancement, comply with safety regulations, and just simply to excel and do well. And this includes both technical and soft skills. Leadership, communication, and problem solving will also prove critically important. And lastly, just embracing that technology and innovation as change will continue to happen.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely a shift in thinking and in where they kind of need to focus. But I think it's imperative for them to be able to recruit and retain those workers as they're losing a significant number of them.
Katie, how can WorkForge help prepare a food manufacturer for these shifts?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. You know, I think I talked about the skills matrix, but I think one of the really differentiating offerings that we can help with is specifically in that knowledge transfer piece. And so, in addition to offering modules, we have over 1,000 training modules available that run from durable skills to very job specific roles. But one of the differentiators is that we will create custom content pieces specific to a proprietary process or piece of equipment that a manufacturer may be using. So oftentimes we hear that there's an individual that is retiring that has decades of knowledge in their brain. And so they need to be able to get that information out so that they can train that newer generation of workers. And so we'll do a download of that content and turn that into a training piece that can be seamlessly put into an LMS or otherwise for employee training to kind of create that consistent training going forward.
That is outstanding. It sounds like you're very well positioned to be part of this ecosystem that really helps these organizations transition into the future.
We hope so.
That's the goal.
Well, thank you so much for your participation today. I know I've learned a lot in my conversations with you, and hopefully our listeners have learned a lot today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to visit workforge.com and tuesdaystrong.com for more information and resources on today's topic, and make plans to join us for the next episode of Chewing the Fat. We're really excited to have Dr. Ron Williams join us. He's going to be discussing the right ingredients for DEI success in workforce development. So until then, keep forging ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining this episode of Chewing the Fat, a WorkForge podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit WorkForge.com to learn more and sign up for more food manufacturing resources at WorkForge.com/blog.